On December 20th, 1909, Nurse Mary Brown was shot while disarming a delirious patient before he could hurt others.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
A recent graduate of nursing school, the 27-year-old Brown was on only her second case, providing in-home care for a Washington, D.C. businessman suffering from typhoid fever. About 8:30 that evening, her patient, delirious from the fever, suddenly appeared in a hallway, brandishing a .32-caliber revolver. Before Brown could react, he shot her in the chest and then started toward his family and several other people in a nearby room. Despite being shot, Brown threw herself at the man, grabbing him from behind. Struggling to reach the hand with the gun, she managed to bend back two of his fingers, forcing him to drop the weapon. At that point, he collapsed, and a man came from the next room to subdue him. Hospitalized, Brown was recovering from her wounds when she got pneumonia and died 17 days after being shot. Since she was her family's sole support, the Hero Fund provided her mother with monthly benefits until her death 27 years later.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org. I'm Barbara Seek Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.